North Carolina's 9th Congressional District is not the only scene of a disputed election in the state. A trial is scheduled for next month to determine if Columbus County Sheriff Jody Green has violated state law by taking office. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Matthew Smith is 48 and has thick, muscled arms. He wears a ball cap on his smooth, bald head and works in fire and rescue across the nearby South Carolina border, but lives in the Columbus County town of Tabor City. Smith is waiting for his order of barbecue from the When Pigs Fly food truck.
My personal opinion is that Jody Green should get the office. I think that the constituents voted for Jody Green.
After election night in November, Republican Jody Green, who, like Matthew Smith, is white, held a 34-vote lead over then-incumbent Democrat Lewis Hatcher, who is black. Several voters, including Brunswick Mayor Nancy Hill, petitioned the County Board of Elections challenging that outcome. They claimed there were suspicious delays in opening polling places in predominantly black precincts, preventing people who had to get to work from voting. And there were claims of absentee ballot tampering by McCray Dowless, the same campaign operative linked to the Mark Harris campaign in the 9th Congressional District. In the 9th, Republican Mark Harris leads Democrat Dan McCready by 905 votes. But the State Elections Board did not certify that race and launched a probe into whether Dowless unlawfully handled hundreds of absentee ballots to the possible benefit of Harris. An evidentiary hearing on the 9th District investigation will be held after a new elections board is appointed under a law taking effect January 31st. A hearing on the petitions in the Columbus County Sheriff race will also have to wait until a new board is formed. The petitions also challenge Jody Green's residency status and challenge his eligibility to serve as Columbus County Sheriff.
He's got a mobile home and a motor home out there. The news media say that he just got a little trailer right there. He's got a motor home there, too.
Jimmy Green is 76 and says he's Jody Green's third cousin. He lights up a cigarette as he chews the fat with friends outside the gas station convenience store and grill in Cerro Gordo, the Columbus County town where Jody Green owns property. Jimmy Green says his cousin grew up in Columbus County, spent some time outside of the county, but came back and bought property there 3 years ago. According to State Board of Elections records, Jody Green has had a registered Columbus County address since 2012. Neither Green, Hatcher, nor their attorneys would agree to speak to WUNC for this story. For Jimmy Green, his cousin's 34-vote edge was more than enough to make him sheriff.
Oh, you got the wins by one vote. Am I right?
The issue in Lewis Hatcher's legal challenge, however, is whether the election was properly certified. The votes were counted, but the results were then challenged by petition. The county board denied the petitions, but appeals were filed with the State Board of Elections, which ordered the county board not to certify. Regardless, Jody Green went to Columbus County Superior Court in December and took the oath of office. State Representative Brendan Jones, whose district includes Columbus County, signed the oath form. Longtime counsel to the North Carolina General Assembly and state elections law expert Jerry Cohen says that's not enough.
He has usurped the duties of the office and has taken the oath of office as sheriff when he has no right to do so, until his election is certified. So what he has done is illegal.
And while supporters say Jody Green is doing a good job with his department cracking down on drugs and making arrests, critics say the uncertain status may undermine the legitimacy of his actions. Again, Jerry Cohen.
Green is unlawfully holding the office of sheriff, and it's possible that anything he has done since then is totally invalid. Arrests, firings, hirings, his salary.
Former Whiteville City Councilman and one-time Columbus County Elections Board member Andy Anderson says the disputed race has exposed troubling rifts in the community.
We're usually a very together county. I mean, we've cropped the same tobacco together. You know, we've played sports together. It has actually caused a racial division because Sheriff Hatcher happens to be black and Jody Green happens to be white.
Anderson says under the law, the outcome should be clear. Without proper certification, Hatcher should still be sheriff. Like Anderson, Timothy Collier is black. Collier also came to the Columbus County Courthouse in Whiteville to see the preliminary court hearing in Lewis Hatcher's legal challenge against Jody Green. Collier says he believes Green's assuming office was illegal without certification. Collier is 66 and a lifelong resident of Columbus County and sits on Whiteville's city council.
You're talking about a county that's hurting for jobs. You're talking about a poor county in a rural area. and we can't elect a sheriff.
Columbus County is sparsely populated. Its rural roads are lined with cotton fields and tobacco farms, but its textile plants are long gone. Ricky Bullard is another lifelong resident, as well as an elected official and local businessman.
We opened a cement barn about 30 years ago. We make over 1,200 different pieces of concrete. We wholesale and retail. Since then, I have opened a butcher shop, fresh, custom, quality meats.
Bullard, who's white and runs a flower shop and grill as well, says he's careful about getting too deep into contentious issues such as the sheriff's race in his place of business.
Whether you're a Green supporter or a Hatcher supporter, you're my customers, and that's your right to have your opinion.
Bullard's opinion is the votes were thoroughly and correctly counted. At the preliminary hearing, Superior Court Judge A. Graham Shirley said the case is not about who won the election or who is the better candidate. It's about whether there was proper certification. A trial will be held in neighboring Pender County. It was moved because picking an impartial jury in Columbus County would be too difficult, especially when lawyers may not ask potential jurors how they voted. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.